next on the 5 o'clock report.
There's nothing but gray and smoky-filled skies.
They really punished the dairy industry.
Self-driven, motivated, and keep going, no matter the adversity or obstacles.
The veterans of World War II, we salute you. You saved the world.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon and welcome to the broadcast. I'm Family Life News anchor Sarah Harnish. It is a busy day in the Family Life Newsroom. Air quality alerts, red flag warnings, and what is up with the sky? It looks like it's been run through a sepia photo filter in New York and Pennsylvania.
The sun, you know, very much dampened out. You could kind of see that blurry sun. It was very eerie looking.
It's all because of Canadian wildfires outside Quebec.
It's really been heartbreaking. There's definitely a lot of helplessness.
14,000 people have been evacuated, 6.7 million acres burned. The plume of smoke and haze covers most of upstate New York and parts of Pennsylvania. It's making it unsafe to be outside if you have respiratory issues. Here's meteorologist Craig Allen.
This plume is like about 100 to almost 200 miles wide in some spots, and it's probably the thickest that I've seen out of all of them. So you just look up, you see nothing but gray, and I'm not even talking about the clouds and the brief showers that are going through parts of the region right now. There's nothing but gray and smoky-filled skies, and it's unfortunately going to stay that way right through the day today.
Northeastern Pennsylvania had its own battle last night, a wildfire that started off Route 33 and migrated to a mountain, Wind Gap Mountain. It took over 12 hours to get it out. Crews there never went to bed.
We're thinking about, what if we have another fire today? What if we have other fires tomorrow? It's going to be, we have to pace ourselves and think about that. And you can't commit all your resources to one spot. You have to be prepared for other things to pop up.
A red flag warning up for Pennsylvania, the state, down 5 inches of rain and wildfire season off to a robust start. Family Life's Bob Price has more.
Yeah, Sarah, the National Weather Service has just issued a fire weather watch until 8 o'clock tonight for Potter, Tioga, Bradford, Susquehanna, and northern Wayne counties. Strong winds and low humidity are ideal for sparking wildfires, and those are the conditions today in the northern tier. Experts say outdoor burning is not recommended. Bob Price, Family Life News.
Now to Europe, where thousands of people are fleeing floodwaters after a major dam and power station in Ukraine were blown up. One town is already underwater. White House spokesman John Kirby says there are likely many deaths.
In addition to loss of life and livelihoods, its destruction could very well have a devastating impact on Ukraine's energy security.
This reporter's in Ukraine.
An emergency meeting of the National Security and Defense Council saying the destruction of the Kakhovka Dam confirms to the whole world that Russia should be expelled from every corner of Ukraine.
The White House held its daily press conference about 2 hours ago and said it cannot confirm if Russia was behind the damage. Today is the 79th anniversary of D-Day, the huge operation that unfolded on June 6th in France in 1944 to liberate France from the Nazis.
The veterans of World War II, we salute you. You saved the world. We must merely defend it.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin spoke today from the beach. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is expected to formally launch his White House bid tonight at a town hall event in New Hampshire.
A one-time Trump ally turned critic. He's blasted other Republicans for not taking on the former president directly.
They kind of cozy up to him. They hope that he implodes and that if they're nice to him, that they'll inherit his voters.
Former Vice President Mike Pence filing paperwork to make his White House run official ahead of a formal announcement tomorrow in Iowa.
Pence will announce his candidacy in Des Moines. A landmark deal is changing the world of professional golf. The PGA Tour and LIV Golf announced today that they're going to merge to unify the game of golf on a global basis.
The agreement requires all sides to immediately drop legal action involving the Saudi golf interests. Two big questions in the deal: how players who defected to LIV can return to the PGA Tour next year, and what LIV Golf will look like going forward.
A big drug maker is suing the federal government.
The lawsuit from Merck challenges the plan to have Medicare negotiate the prices of certain prescription drugs. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
We are confident we will succeed. There is nothing in the Constitution that prevents Medicare from negotiating lower drug prices. prices.
Lawyers for Merck argue the drug pricing scheme violates the Fifth Amendment's takings clause and also forces the company to accept terms it might not agree to in violation of the First Amendment.
And just in case you were wondering, today is National Yo-Yo Day. Bree Tennis tells us all about the science of yo-yoing.
It's a pretty basic toy, a string with joined discs. You attach the string to your finger, wind the string around the disc, and throw it. Somehow it climbs back up the string. That's the science. And odds are you've played with one. The modern yo-yo came about in 1928, discovered by Donald Duncan. Back then, they sold for 15 cents, about $6 today. There are thousands of tricks to master, but the National Yo-Yo League says there's only 16 official yo-yo masters worldwide. I'm Bree Tennis, NBC News Radio.
That means you could become yo-yo master number 17. Still to come on the 5 o'clock report, whole milk back in schools, mental health training for kids, and never forgetting 9/11. Those stories after a check of weather.
Here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Partly cloudy, hazy, smoky skies tonight. Low temperatures mid-40s to the low 50s. On Wednesday, still dealing with a continuation of the dry, smoky weather pattern. Limited filtered sun through smoke and haze. Maybe a shower in central New York and eastern Pennsylvania. High temperatures mid-60s to the low 70s. Thursday, plenty of clouds and cool for June. A couple of scattered showers and high temperatures in the 60s and lower 70s.
Thank you, Kevin. Check in the stories making news where you live across New York and Pennsylvania. A small plane has crashed outside the city of Jamestown. Rescue crews from several counties responded about 2 p.m. where the plane went down not far from the Jamestown Regional Airport. This Post Journal reporter is standing in the field where it is.
They've just put up crime scene tape. People are still located near that area where that smoke is rising. We're staying back for now. They're setting up a perimeter around here just to keep people back.
A parachute was seen coming out of the falling plane. There was smoke and fire in a wooded area nearby. We're awaiting word from officials with more details. New York lawmakers may change the state's primary date for the presidential race. Family Life's Greg Gillespie has the story.
This new plan, if it falls in place, would put New York's primary 4 weeks earlier, changing from April 30th to April 2nd. It would essentially create a new Northeast regional primary for the presidential race. A bill in the New York Senate is expected to be considered still this week before the legislature concludes its session. If signed into law, the presidential primaries in New York, Connecticut, and Pennsylvania would all be on the same date. New York would also, under Democratic National Convention rules, get more bonus delegates. Greg Gillespie, Family Life News.
Pennsylvania Congressman Glenn Thompson is sponsoring legislation to bring whole milk back to schools. He says the demonization of fat has got to stop.
Whole milk, which is 3.5% milk fat. The nutrition is in the milk fat.
Whole milk was removed from schools in 2010 when the FDA updated food nutrition standards.
They really punished the dairy industry, which really hurt most of rural America.
Yeah.
With loss of dairy farms.
The congressman's Whole Milk for Healthy Kids initiative is expected to be voted out of committee today. It's almost closing time at the New York State Capitol. Lawmakers set to adjourn for the year in Albany on Thursday. Assembly Housing Chair Linda Rosenthal wants to help renters by making it harder for landlords to evict them.
There is such a grand need to protect tenants who are being kicked out of their homes. So there's something for everyone, and I hope we can get to it by the end of the session.
Democrats who rule the roost in Albany are also trying to work out an agreement to seal the criminal records of New Yorkers who serve time behind bars.
I know many people have concerns, but we have a large contingency of New Yorkers who want to work but can't because, you know, they're being perpetually punished.
Both the Clean Slate Act and Good Cause Eviction Order are expected to be acted upon before lawmakers leave town on Thursday. They could stick around until Friday. A student-run group is suing the University of Buffalo after its charter was revoked. The Young Americans for Freedom group says they were punished for inviting a conservative commentator to speak on campus. Attorney Caleb Dalton is representing them in court.
And it's unconstitutional. You can't pick and choose which student organizations are allowed.
Dalton says it's upsetting to think that those who preach tolerance the most also seem to be the most intolerant.
And these students are going to be the lawmakers, the policymakers, the businessmen and women of tomorrow. And if they are taught that you can restrict your ability to associate together, freedom in the future will be denied.
Young Americans for Freedoms is one of about 400 student-run clubs at U of B. The school says it cannot comment on pending litigation. Syracuse schools and a hospital network are providing mental health first aid classes for students at Syracuse High School.
I feel like I would have been able to help him more if I knew some of the things that I know now, but also just be there for them. You know, that's one of the biggest things that you can do.
The course provides practical skills and how to reassure someone who's hurting. And a state representative from northeastern Pennsylvania wants to make sure that students understand the impact that the September 11th, 2001 terror attacks had on this nation and the world. Jim Haddock has introduced a bill requiring schools to observe a moment of silence every 9/11. The legislation also calls for optional curriculum that teaches kids about the significance of that day. It's time next for tonight's Market Report, brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Stocks edged higher in Tuesday's session. The S&P 500 advanced to post its highest close of 2023. Investors are anticipating fresh inflation readings as they await next week's Federal Reserve policy meeting. The Dow Jones Industrial rose 10 points to 33,573. The S&P 500 also added 10 points to 4,283, and the NASDAQ gained 46, ending at 13,276. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Find out more at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Do you get notices from so-called credit restoration companies claiming they can fix your credit? Hi, I'm Rob West with today's Faith and Finance Minute. These offers are a waste of money. You don't need help to repair your credit. Bad marks on your credit report stay there for 7 years, and there's nothing you can do about it unless they're inaccurate. Only then can you have them removed. Get your credit reports from all three reporting bureaus, Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax. You can do that for free at annualcreditreport.com. Check for errors, and if you find any, dispute them. Then, keep your account balances below 30% of your available credit and always pay your bills on time. You'll see your credit score start to rise, and it won't cost you a thing. Connect with a certified Kingdom advisor who's been trained to deliver financial advice that aligns with your Christian values by visiting our website, faithfi.com.
Coming up on the 5 o'clock report, the boy that got a college education, all of his books paid for, a bike and a family car. We'll tell you what he did that rocked a college after one more peek at weather. This is the 5 o'clock report on Family Life.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Typically in June, we're dealing with heat, humidity, thunderstorms. We're having none of that these days. It's cooler than normal. It's been drier than normal. And, of course, instead of thunderstorms, we're dealing with smoke and haze from wildfires in Ontario and Quebec. And this pattern will likely change little. The call for tonight, partly cloudy, hazy skies. Low temps, mid-40s to the low 50s. Tomorrow, hazy, partial limited sun. There'll be a shower in central New York or eastern Pennsylvania. High temperatures, mid-60s to the mid-70s. And cool on Thursday. Clouds, some haze, a little bit of sun, a couple of scattered showers, and high temperatures in the 60s and lower 70s.
Thank you, Kevin. Finally, at 5, no ride, no problem. A 14-year-old boy in Missouri was just given a free ride to college, tuition, and books after walking 6 miles one way to his junior high graduation ceremony.
The reason why I did it was to get my diploma.
Xavier Jones's grandfather was supposed to take him for his 8th grade graduation, but his truck broke down that day, so Jones walked 2 hours to make it in time. He has a 4.0 GPA. His junior high was using the Harris Stowe College campus for their ceremony, and apparently his hike caught the eye of the college president.
It spoke resilience for a kid who wanted to press his way regardless to what adversity, regardless to the fact that he didn't have transportation. He was still determined to come and be present.
I wasn't really expecting a 4-hour scholarship to Harris Stowe. I was just very excited for the awards that I got.
The story gets even better. One of the players from the Miami Dolphins, Taron Armstrong, got wind of his story and gifted his family a brand new minivan and gifted him an e-bike.
I'll just encourage our young people to be more like Xavier, just be self-driven, motivated, and keep going. No matter the adversity or obstacles, keep going. Blessings are coming.
Armstrong says you may think the trial that you're in isn't seen, but God sees it all, and he has a blessing just for you. And that is the world that we live in for Tuesday, the 6th of June. I'm Sarah Harnish, and this is the 5 o'clock report on Family Life.